brought to you by Flightline.
Flightline introduces the Oracle Engine Power Management System for twin-engine aircraft. Featuring independent glass panel units in horizontal or vertical form factors, Oracle provides reliable access to all your critical engine data and its STC for primary. It's the best co-pilot you'll ever have.
And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Long Beach, California. With Mike Kraft, he's Senior Vice President for Lycoming. And today we heard public pronouncements from the EPA for the first time that I've heard, anyway. Did we learn anything new from the EPA today?
I think we learned it. We got an update as to where they are in the overall process. I think originally we were concerned that they were rapidly going to move to an endangerment finding. That does not seem to be the case. They seem to be gauging a lot of the different factors that should go into the determination. There's a good amount of, you might consider to be a little too technical or political speak, but establishing what the correct threshold levels were in doing that. The one thing that I took out front of it is that the activity and the dialogue that has taken place over the last few months has forced a greater dialogue at the federal agency level. It may not be evident to everybody, but certainly from Lycoming's side, we are aware of greater discussions between EPA and FAA. FAA, and there's different branches in the FAA also that we need to consider, but FAA is moving in certain directions which are positive for the industry. So we learned a little bit more. I think we learned more about the timing of it. But what I would caution is that although everybody's trying to take a more calmer and I say we should be calm, but we can't be relaxed about it. There's still a lot of work to do on it. There's not a urgency that it's going to go disappear anytime soon. But it has a lot of steps to get there, and we do need to keep working it and not lose focus.
The one thing that I heard today was it's got to be one fuel. Is that pretty much your perspective on it?
Lycoming's perspective is pretty much you're only going to get one aviation-grade fuel, and it should be the fuel that's going to meet the needs of the broadest fleet. There's still a lot of discussion in the user community of could it be one, could it be other, I don't really need it. We want to be very cautious, and to make certain people are very aware of it, is that this industry can really only support one type of aviation-grade fuel. It does need to meet the needs of the overall marketplace for the majority of the aircraft and the majority of the consumption. It's a delicate balancing act, but Lycoming's opinion is we're only going to get one aviation-grade fuel, and we need to stay focused on that fact.
What's your advice to somebody who's looking for a brand new airplane with a brand new Lycoming engine in it? Is it prudent to buy a new engine in a new airplane in the context of the fuel issue at this time?
I think that the fuels issue is may have become a distraction for people making that decision. The fuels issue is going to be driven by the current installed fleet. A new aircraft is not adding substantially to the current installed fleet, so we are going to have, particularly in the United States and Canada, we're going to have infrastructure for aviation gas for the installed fleet. There's no technical reason why it can't come to that point. If we keep our eyes on the demand piece, which is really the end user piece, it will arrive, and it will arrive in an economic fashion. So I think that the major decisions people need to be taking a look at when they buy a new aircraft and a new engine aircraft combination is, number one, does it fit your mission profile? Meaning, back to the just taking a look at exclude the fuel from the equation other than the consumption values of it, that factor part of it. Certainly, would I be buying a, P-51 supercharged, with the booster on all the way up on that? You can't find that fuel in broad distribution today anyways, but the main consideration should be the classical considerations. Is this the right aircraft for my flying mission profile?
You had a message for the people at the seminar today, and it's that they need to be as active as the manufacturers are being in driving this issue. What's your message to your customers and people who may be your customers?
Message is going to be pretty consistent. It's demand, 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 and the other part of it is that Lycoming doesn't vote, AvWeb doesn't vote, TCM doesn't vote, EPA doesn't vote, but the people who fly the aircraft do vote, They do have a voice in this equation, and the biggest thing that they can contribute to this industry is making certain that their representatives and that their owners associations are aware of that, listen, this is important to me, and that I understand that we need an avgas solution. It's the thing that has made this industry very robust, very safe in terms of overall flight safety. It's a key element to the continuance of the industry, and make that known is the biggest thing. That's not something that the manufacturers can establish on themselves. That's a user community situation. It needs to retain focus. Don't get nervous about it, but we need to keep the voices up, the focus on it. We need to keep the FAA funded. They're not funded. You know, I made a comment there that we're two-thirds of the way there. The president put it in his budget. The House approved it. The Senate hasn't. That's got to happen to make certain that we have the correct funding pieces in place. And people need to make certain that their representatives know what's important to them.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Long Beach, California. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Flightline.
Flightline introduces the Oracle Engine Power Management System for twin-engine aircraft. Featuring independent glass panel units in horizontal or vertical form factors, Oracle provides reliable access to all your critical engine data and is STC for primary. It's the best co-pilot you'll ever have.
And by XMWX, satellite weather. Never fly blind again.